Back in 1972, there was a disaster movie, one of the first ones. The 1970s was the years for the disaster movies, and it was The Poseidon Adventure. Some of you remember it. A luxury cruise ship was out at sea, and a rogue wave, I don't know how many stories high, at least probably 30 stories high, came and tipped the ocean liner totally upside down, and it was floating on the ocean. So therefore, everything that used to be the floor was now the ceiling, and vice versa. And there were a group of people who had been gathered in the ballroom because they'd been there for an evening show on this holiday cruise, Christmas holiday cruise, and of course they were all very frightened. A Christmas tree that was 20 to at least 20 feet high had wound up being leaned on what now looked like a balcony, but originally was a pony wall when it was right side up. And there was a character, a minister, played by Gene Hackman, who was trying to encourage the people to climb up the Christmas tree because there was no way that they would be able to have any rescue if they stayed at what now was the bottom of the ship. But most people said, no, someone will come and help us. And he convinced a small group of people to climb the Christmas tree and try to make their way up to the bottom of the ship where they might be able to get rescue. Well, there was a character, Mrs. Rosen, played by Shelley Winters, a Jewish lady, who said to him, there's something up there that's better than down here. And he said, yes, because there's life. And wherever life is, that is matters very much. So she said, so I climb. And she did. In our story today from Joshua, the people are called to make a decision. Choose life. Now, some years later, there was another movie, 1989, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Indiana Jones played at that time by the delicious Harrison Ford. And also, his father was played by the delicious Sean Connery. And the whole idea of this movie was that they were looking for the Holy Grail before the bad guys got it. What is the Holy Grail? It is the legendary cup that gathered the blood of Jesus that dripped off of his body while he was hanging on the cross. And it is said that the Holy Grail had great power, and anyone who had the Grail would have immortality. So Indiana and his father wanted to get the Grail before the bad guy. There's always a bad guy in those movies. And Indiana finally made it through a series of hazards that meant that he had to solve riddles in order to get through the hazards alive. Several men before him had died, and he made it into a chamber filled with cups, lit by candlelight, guarded by an old knight who had been there for centuries, just waiting for someone to come. And now the old knight tells Indiana that he needs to choose one of the cups, but please choose wisely. Well, in comes the bad guy. And the knight says the same thing to him. You must choose wisely. So he looks among all these cups. There are gold cups, platinum, silver, terracotta, and wood. And the bad guy picks up a gold, ornate cup, and he says, surely the cup of a king. And to test it out, he dips it in a font of water, and he takes a sip. And immediately begins to become very grotesque in great pain and dissolves into dust. And the old knight said, he did not choose wisely. So now it's Indy's turn to choose a cup. Why does he need that cup? Because the bad guy shot his father in order to encourage Indiana to go past the hazards to get to the cup, because the cup would save his father's life. So he looks among all the cups, and he picks a simple wooden cup. And with great trepidation, he goes up to that font of water and he fills it and he takes a drink and he is fine. And the knight says, you chose wisely. So in our reading from Joshua today, the people are called to choose life and to also choose wisely. The very well-known popular operatic tenor Luciano Pavarotti said that when he was a boy growing up in Italy, he said, my father was a baker. He introduced me to song and he encouraged me to develop my voice, even getting me lessons with a very well-known tenor in their town of Modena, Italy. And he said, then I also, as I aged, went to school for a teaching college. And when I graduated, I said to my father, so shall I be a teacher or shall I be a singer? And his father said to him, Luciano, if you try to sit on two chairs, you will fall between them. For life, you must choose one chair. And Pavarotti said, I chose one. It took 7 years of study and frustration before I made my first professional appearance. It took another 7 to reach the Metropolitan Opera. And now I think whether it's laying bricks, writing a book, whatever we choose, we should give ourselves to it. Commitment, that's the key. Choose one chair. So in Joshua today, Joshua calls the people to choose life, choose wisely, choose one chair. Now, I'd already told you the setting of this 40-some years after they'd been released from slavery. And there's a section that was not part of our reading today where Joshua gives them a history lesson and reminds the people of everything that God had done for them. First of all, saying, we're at Shechem. And they would have known Shechem from their history because that was the place where God had appeared to Abraham. And it also was the place where Abraham's grandson, Jacob, conducted an idol burying ceremony. Jacob was ready to move on with his family and his household and servants to a new location. And in order to cleanse themselves and be ready for God, they had to get rid of all their idols, all the little things that they kept to pray for and to give them good fortune. And that happened there. So the location is very important, and then the history. Look what God has done. Your ancestors worshipped idols, but yet God has stayed with you. And God promised to Abraham that we would have land, offspring, and those offspring would eventually be a blessing to the nations. That's you. And then there was Isaac, Abraham's son, and Jacob, another son, and then Joseph, one of the 12 sons of Jacob, who wound up in slavery in Egypt, and all the people of Joseph's household eventually wound up there as well. Moses to the rescue, people wandering in the wilderness, God gave them manna, quail, water when they needed it, and now they had finally been in the promised land and God had given them victory over the people who already had been living there, Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Jebusites. In verse 13, God says, I gave you land you did not work for, cities you didn't build. I gave you vineyards and olive groves for food. So honor the Lord and serve God wholeheartedly. Put away forever the idols your ancestors worshipped when they lived beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt. Serve the Lord alone. But if you're unwilling to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Will you prefer these other gods or God, the one and only? Now we have to ask the question, why this worship of other gods? Because when you lived in that culture, that time, entering a new country meant that you took on the gods of the territory. Some people might have abandoned their old gods or kept them all. I mean, you never can tell when you might need the help of one of those gods. And their gods were there in abundance. For instance, if you
wanted your crops to grow, there was a god for that. If you wanted your cattle or your sheep to be fertile, the way to do that, strangely enough, was to see that line of the men waiting to go into the temple prostitutes. That's the way to get fertility for your animals and for your wife. That's the way you honor that fertility god. So, you can see why that might have been appealing to some. So there's all kinds of gods for all kinds of things. And it was common for people to embrace the territorial gods. But now Joshua is calling the people to a different life. Choose one chair. Choose wisely. Choose life. So that they could have a different destiny. The destiny that was laid out for them all those centuries before in Abraham, that they would be a blessing to the nations. Now the real audience for Joshua's story was 1,000 years later. Because that story had been passed down through the generations and changed and edited and became what it was in the reading that we have today. But 1,000 years later, the people of Israel have returned from a generation of exile in Babylonia. Why were they exiled? Because they had not chosen wisely. They had not chosen life. They had not chosen one chair. They had continued to be worshiping other gods. And therefore, they were conquered and taken away. And now, this passage would have reminded those people, look what got us into trouble. Now we have to recommit ourselves to choose wisely, choose life, choose one chair. The worst possibility for them was that they had not fulfilled their destiny to be God's people of service, showing kindness, justice, and mercy. The commandments that God gave were meant to form them into a society that was different, a society of love and care and kindness, so that others would look at them and go, wow, look how different you people of Israel are. How come that is? Well, it's because our God is the one and only God. So choose today whom you will serve, people 1,000 years later were asked. Now here we are 25 years later, and we are the audience for this message. Choose life, choose wisely, choose one chair. Remembering what God has already done for us, God has chosen us in our baptism. God has chosen to love us, even when we are unlovable. God has chosen to rejoice in you. God has chosen to forgive you, and God has sent Christ for all of us. And what are the idols of today? The standard ones that we hear about, money, power, all our stuff that requires storage facilities that we rent out. Could be a job, could be that our other god is drugs or alcohol. Those are all the standards. But how about those choices that we make every day between a god or God's way? The kinds of things I was trying to convey to the children. You can choose to devote yourself to God and make a difference, or you can choose to go another way. You can choose to love, or you can choose to hate. You can choose to mend a broken relationship or let that relationship die. You can choose to apologize or add yet another brick of silence to a relationship with a person. Whenever we make decisions like that, we are choosing wisely, choosing life, choosing one chair, or we are choosing another god. I heard the story of a woman who, as a little girl, had a very close relationship with her father. And she talked about how they had a family reunion every year. And her favorite part was when the meal was over, they would move the tables and chairs and there was a dance floor. And the polkas would begin to play. And when the beer barrel polka played, her father would always come to her and say, hey girl, this is our dance, let's dance those blues away. And they would dance. And she said she became a teenager. And she moped around a lot. And one time at that family reunion, her father came over to her and said, "Hey, this is our dance." And she said, "What do you want? Get away from me." So Dad walked away and he danced with her mother. He danced with her sisters that night, but he did not invade her privacy. And things did not get better between them. She would go out on a date and she'd come home and she'd find her dad sitting in the living room in his bathrobe. "What are you doing up? Why don't you go to bed?" And he said, "I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you." And she would snarl. And she was so glad when she was old enough to get out of the house. But as years went by, their relationship did not improve. And she began to question her acts from the past and wanted to know how she could repair it. And she wasn't sure what to do. And again, there was one of the family reunions. And the table and chairs got moved. And the polkas began to play. And then the beer barrel polka came on and she walked over to her dad and said, "Daddy, I think this is our song." And he said, "Hey girl, I've been waiting for you." So today, choose whom you will serve. Choose life. Choose wisely. Choose one chair. Because God is waiting for you. Amen.
Amen.